Hello, everyone. I'm your host for the Ag Pro Podcast, Ashley Davenport. And joining me today, we have Ms. Betsy Bauer. She's an agronomist for Ceres Solutions. And Betsy, where are you located?
So Ceres Solutions is located along the western side of Indiana, as well as north central and northeast Indiana, and about three counties in Michigan. Most of my agronomic experience is going to be with Ceres Solutions on the along the western side of Indiana. So sort of towns from Vincennes to Lafayette to some of our more northern territories, Pleasant Ridge, Indiana, Kentland, Indiana. So those would be where I have my primary responsibilities.
Well, Betsy, so you're talking about some of those responsibilities. What are they?
As an agronomist, some of my goals are I'm charged with helping our customers understand agronomy to a little deeper depth. Out on the farm, we always need a little bit of, sometimes we need a little bit of extra help of just understanding how crop nutrition works in the soil and in the plant, as well as crop protection products. We need to understand how some of our pests impact our plants or our crops. And we also need to, some of the other newer things that I'm involved in is understanding a little bit more about irrigation systems, how to water how to water corn, how to water soybeans or other crops, as well as some of the nutrition in some of those. So my direct responsibility is just to add an extra technical arm to our customers, along with our sales and branch manager staff.
So, Betsy, we're talking a little bit about environmental stewardship. You're part of this program called Nutri Solutions, right?
Yes, I am part of NutriSolution. It's a program in which we tissue test the crop. We test the crop as it grows at specific growth stages. And from that knowledge, we can determine early on in the crop's life, particularly corn and soybeans, is there some nutrition that's missing and can we optimize or can we improve that overall crop by adding nutrients in crop? The other way that we use that NutriSolutions tissue testing is to sort of get a feel for, is there any nutrients that are missing through the growth of the crop? And then we can make a recommendation or at least have a discussion with the farmer in the fall about long-term crop nutrition investment to improve the overall crop, not only yield, but the efficiencies of crop nutrition like nutrients and like nitrogen in corn. So it allows us to get a better understanding of is that crop during the growing crop, are we optimizing the nutrition to have a more efficient yield with the nutrients we've applied.
Now, Betsy, does that work in reverse too? Can you tell by this tissue sampling if a crop has too much of a nutrient?
Yes, you can at times see if it has too much of a nutrient. And there will be times during the growth of the crop, because we front load our crops with nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium at times. With some soils and some practices, it is normal to front load that system with a layer of crop nutrition on the soil. So in that young crop, we can see higher levels, but that is to be used throughout the growing system. Some of the things that we've learned with our NutriSolutions is that we can split our nitrogen application, so we're a little better on nutrient use throughout nitrogen use, specifically throughout the growing crop, so that we don't lose some of that nitrogen early on by front-loading the system. With particular soil types, there are several soil types in Indiana that do work with the pre-plant system, but we can optimize nitrogen in corn with a lot of different soil types by split application.
And what's been the response to this, to NutriSolutions? Has it been mostly positive? Have you had some farmers that are kind of hesitant to come on board? What's that process been like for you?
So, for the most part, it's been all positive. And to say that NutriSolutions is for every customer, that wouldn't be a fair statement. I do think that there's value to every customer, but every customer sort of manages his farm differently, and use a multitude of other services as well. But where we have really dived in with NutriSolutions, it has allowed us to better understand nutrition in the crop. It's allowed us to fertilize a little different in some of our soils, and just become extremely, we can become very efficient. And so the nutrients that we're putting on the crop, either in season or even once the crop is up, we know that it's getting into the crop, and we're realizing it in improved yields. So, taking a hard look at nutrients in the crop, doing some NutriSolutions can allow you to really have a little better understanding of your system or different farms, et cetera, as a whole, to improve some of that. But understand that some customers are ready for it and are ready to look at some of it, and some customers are not. It's just some of those things that go on farms.
So you guys, you said, going back a little bit, you said that you talked to farmers about this in the fall, right?
Yeah, so we talk about, so with NutriSolutions and the tissue analysis, we will talk to them multiple times a year. Sorry about that. We will talk to them about multiple times a year. And with these multiple times, we will talk during the growing crop. And then we will have a meeting, sort of a planning meeting in the fall or winter, where we will discuss those NutriSolutions results. So we'll do some timeliness in that crop time period. So if there's something that we need to change quickly, we make that change. Or we at least allow the customer to understand that change needs to be made. But then we also have another discussion to look at the crop nutrition program as a whole. So it's sort of a twofold process that allows us to look at micronutrients and macronutrients on two different levels, two different timings. It's more discussion all that year round.
So, Betsy, with this use of Precision Ag, you're making your farmers more efficient, more sustainable. How does that play into the bigger picture that Ceres is looking at?
Well, I mean, as we know that our cash receipts are not quite what they have been in years past. I mean, we're all about every customer is about conservation and using conservation agronomy practices. And one of the things that we can do very easily is to look a little harder at our crop nutrient budget. And I will tell you that I truly believe that most, if not nearly all, farmers are not over applying because it's really too expensive to do so. But what we can learn with the NutriSolutions is how can we be as efficient as possible. We might use some different application timings, but if we're efficient and we get that nutrient into the crop rather than have it exposed to moving through the soil, getting into our water systems. That's going to keep that customer a lot more sustainable overall, and it's going to keep Ceres Solutions sustainable overall. We've got to have sustainable. We have to have customers that are making money and sustainable for Ceres Solutions to remain that way.
And when you look at agriculture, because we're making our living off the ground, conservation is such a big part of that story and that picture.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. Just thinking through every farm that a customer has, because each one of them have some different things that they might do conservation-wise. So I just talked a little bit about looking at that nutrient, looking at your crop nutrient plan. Other ways that we can look at conservation agronomy is by reducing tillage, by using cover crops, especially if we're using manure as a nutrient source that we apply in the fall that we hope to be available in the spring. Cover crops can be added to that system to keep that nutrient where we want it. And not subject to being moved through the soil. So there's some things about conservation agronomy practices that allow us to keep that soil, can start us down a soil health journey, so to speak, that can be more sustainable overall. And it's just there's just lots going on in that arena.
Betsy, you've said it. I said it earlier. The word sustainable. that word has it's been everywhere the last several years, and to each person it means something different. What does sustainable mean to you or to Ceres?
Sustainable means to me is understanding that whole farm unit, understanding what we can do to improve the soil health, and not only the soil health, how do we improve the nutrients or improve nutrients getting into the crop, staying in the crop. You know, the additions that we make to that field, we certainly want a return on investment. So sustainability is also ensuring that we're seeing that good return on investment. No farmer wants to apply a product that they know is going to get lost. So what are the practices? And each farmer is going to be different. That's going to optimize that return on investment and keep our soils healthy so that they stay productive for years to come and for generations to come.
Balance sheets are tight. Farmers just don't have the cash revenue to spend. Have you noticed that they are spending less? And how has that played a role?
So we know that sort of that crop nutrition decision is going to be probably a little later in the year. They're going to want to understand their whole farming operation. I do believe most of them understand that there will be fields that they can reduce crop nutrient applications and still maintain yield. There will be fields that they still need to ensure that they've got that crop nutrient applied, and then there will be fields that they can skip. So I think looking really hard at each one of those will be ways that they can do that. What I've been sort of really excited about is at some of our farmer events that we've had here recently, there's a lot of interest in cover crops, probably more so than I would have suspected in years where we, you know, are low cash receipts because that cover crop needs to be paid for. But farmers are looking for ways to improve and keep a nutrition in the field, understanding how they can hold more water in the field, how can they can reduce soil loss. So they're still looking at those practices, and there are monies available through NRCS to help them get started on some of the on those practices. So that's been rewarding and certainly has been positive in my mind. You know, I think some of the things they're just going to be looking at every part of their farm a little bit more in depth to understand where they think they need to go.
So Betsy, just to kind of put a big bow on this, why is being a good environmental steward important in agriculture and in the big picture of things?
Being a good environmental steward is very important because the general consumer really wants to be closer to their food. They want to understand that what the products that they're eating, that they have been produced in a safe manner, that we haven't over fertilized, so to speak, or added crop nutrients at a higher need than what the crop needs. And so we do hear through Land O'Lakes, which is sort of the start of the SUSTAIN program that we are also involved in with Land O'Lakes, that the general consumer or the American consumer just wants to understand more about that and how we're going to deliver that is through documenting the things that we're doing, documenting the split nutrient applications, documenting the tillage practices, documenting some of the cover crops, all the practices that we do to stay environmentally sound. That will all be positive to the American consumer. And we're doing a lot of great things in Indiana as well as in our cooperative, and we ought to be celebrating it. There's nothing for us to be concerned about. There's nothing for us to hide, so to speak, because we're doing great things on the land. We're being careful. We can't prevent a large rain or some of the environmental things that happen, but we can certainly manage through some of those conditions so that we can have as healthy soil as possible.
Absolutely. And as a fellow Hoosier, we are doing things right. I'm going to let my bias show a little bit, but we are doing some things right in Indiana.
Yes. And we ought to be celebrating some of those things. And certainly, I mean, you know, not be afraid to share some of those things at all, because we're doing great things. We could always be doing better. Don't get me wrong. There's ways that we can improve, but we are doing some great things.
There is. There's always room for improvement. I've been talking to Betsy Bauer. She's an agronomist for Seri Solution. Betsy, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much.
I'm Ashley Davenport, your host for the AgPro Podcast here on Farm Journal Radio, on the AgriTalk app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.